Hi, friend. Welcome back to the Sum It Up podcast. I'm your host, Blake Reed Evans, and today's episode is going to be a magical one because I am being joined by Guillaume Duez. He's the general manager at Kerastase and Shuyumura Art of Hair, and this is such an honor for us to be able to have someone of your level join us on the show. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, and hi, everyone. Hi, Blake.
I think when I hear the word prestige, sometimes it can be equated to old, and that's not always the case, because I know that to be true about prestige summit salons, and I know that about prestige brands. So, like, what does it mean exactly to, like, be a prestige?
That's a good question. I get your point on, you know, maybe thinking about the prestige, the old world. But if you go back about what prestige stands for, it's really respect. It's admiration for something or someone that's based on the perception of quality. And I think the part of it can be legacy. You know, I think if you're a prestige brand, then you have to continue to be a prestige brand. You have to continue to live up to your standards. To your point, I think in the case of Kerastase and Shuyumura, we look at ourselves as brands who are professional, before all. We're also luxury, which is yet another level. And ultimately, providing the best possible care to all the customers and partners.
And when it comes to, like, a prestige brand, how does it get separated differently from some of the other brands? Because, you know, even just within L'Oreal with the professional products division, there's so many amazing brands outside of the fact of the consumer products division.
I think going back to, and you pointed it out, you know, we're part of the professional products division for L'Oreal, which, you know, some brands have over 100 years old. Some brands are newer in the case of Shuyumura. So, some brands come from different geographical, like their birthplace. If you think about Redken, if you think about Matrix, who are American brands, and in the case of Kerastase and L'Oreal Professionnel, but let's focus on Kerastase, those are French brands. So what really sets them apart is their all uniqueness, what they stand for. It will go back to the products, the textures, the galenics, the philosophy of each brand. You know, I didn't always work for Kerastase and Shuyumura. As a matter of fact, I worked for Matrix. I also worked for Redken. So what sets us apart in our case, it's, I think, our equity. It's our ingredients. The philosophy behind Kerastase is very interesting. I'm not sure if you know that, but Kerastase is a brand that was created in the 60s in France, and is actually the brand that invented retails for salons. If you think about what was going on, the swinging 60s, mode, going to the hairdresser just to get your hair done, but that was pretty much the moment you go to your hairdresser is when you have your service done, when you have the routine. And Kerastase was created on the fact that how can we enhance the profession of hairdressing? How can we create more value for the consumer beyond the service as well as for the salon? And that's how retail was born. And the first retail shampoo was created by Kerastase, I believe in 1966. Then a few years later, created the mask. And it's always been at the forefront of innovation. So I spoke about legacy earlier, but it's about the prestige is, yeah, always be at the forefront. You know, you cannot sleep on your laurels. You also have to always have to think what's going to be the next trend, what's going to be the next ingredient, what's going to be the next game-changing service for salons and for clients.
I knew a little bit about the history of Kerastase, but literally today that we're recording this episode, we had a class from Kerastase in our salon company, and it was just like a nice refresh. We hadn't had a Kerastase class since before the pandemic, and it was incredible to hear how many points in history and, like, innovative products that Kerastase has brought to our industry. Like, even you mentioned it before, but also it's like serums weren't a thing until Kerastase did it first. And absolutely. I think that's amazing. Like, it's cool to hear the history because it's easy to forget that part of a brand's history considering it's been, you know, 60 years. So I was learning today that there's, you know, just around 3,000 Kerastase salons and just under about 500 Shuyumura salons. Like, what does it take first to be a Kerastase salon? Like, what kind of salon are you looking for? And then we'll talk about Shuyumura after that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So first of all, we see ourselves as I mentioned, as a luxury hair care brand. So we want to make sure that our salon partners will thrive working with us. Today, it's less about the size, it's less about the audience, it's less about where you're located, it's about, you know, how can we work together? How can we make that relationship work? And then also for them, where do we fit within their own product and retail culture? One of the things that has been taught at Summit is also having the ability to have a tiered offer of products. So I think, do you have the clientele? It's true that, you know, there's a premium to some of the prestige brand, but oftentimes it's not about price. It's about value.
Yeah, I mean, I know that for like our salon company, when we opened our second location, we were moving into an area that had a higher average income in the area. And we were a little nervous about changing the prices between one location and the other. And the main reason was because we were going to have people that worked at both locations. So with that said, we kind of looked at what the professional products division had to offer us in terms of being able to add prestige, add luxury to our salon company. And Kérastase was like the absolute perfect fit because it gave a point of difference, one, for that location, but two, for us in the area, because Kérastase is not in every single salon on the block. We've now had it at that location for 9 years, and it's been doing really amazing. It has definitely given us that point of difference, and that didn't even mean we had to raise our prices on services to give the sense of luxury. I mean, we have people that seek us out just because we carry Kérastase. You know, they're like, oh, well, your salon I like because of the brand. And I saw that the brand has garnered over 2 million followers on Instagram, yeah, which is just amazing, particularly for a brand that's mostly focused on the professional, you know, and I think that's just incredible. And like the partnership with Emily Ratajkowski, I saw like has been ongoing for years. And, you know, I just think that the brand has done such a good job at staying like relevant and, you know, elevated but attainable.
Thank you. That's a partnership with our teams who are based in Paris, who do the development and work very hard on the brand. And, you know, having a social first mindset and approach for us to connect with our audience, because we have one global Instagram. So that's choice of the brand. And the US, since one of the most represented and engaged. And we see that also with our salons, with our customers. And what's also really unique, first of all, when you think about the size, but also the level of interaction is, you know, we're a care brand, right? So we're not a color brand. We don't offer the service, which, you know, like that oftentimes you see a lot of those communities being built up. So the fact that people want to talk about their hair care, they want to talk about their hair products, means that we're doing something right and we're super happy about it.
And with Kérastase, I think one of the most iconic things that Kérastase has to offer is the Fusio Dose. Like, how does a treatment culture change the game for a salon?
It's day and night. Fusio Dose, by the way, just celebrated its 10th year anniversary earlier in 2022, and we're able now to bring it with even more actives, even higher concentration, even more consumer forward-facing claims and benefits. But what it does, it just takes the salon to another level. I think, especially if you think about the evolution of the retail world, the consumer trends, I think what's really unique in the case of Fusio Dose is something that you can only get at a salon. For people who are listening and don't know what a Fusio Dose a treatment is, it's a custom blended treatment by your hairdresser that's done right on the moment in front of you, that's going to be applied at the backwash, and ultimately who's going to provide, that's our promise, instant hair transformation while answering two of your main concerns, or in other words, give you the up to two or more benefits that you want. So you can say, well, my hair is a little bit dry, and at the same time, I want to add shine. So we're going to be able to customize something for you, or whether your main concern is color care and you also want to add nourishment. So I think it's really unique from that perspective. The transformational aspect is also big and has been enhanced with everything that we see on, you know, whether it's TikTok or whether it's Instagram or on Facebook, because you can see the difference really. On top of it, it's the fact that it's blended right in front of you. It's applied. It also creates an additional dynamic and just gives value to the service. You know, if you're able to sit down with anybody who comes into your salon, have a hair consultation, there's nothing stronger than that. It's what do you want to achieve today? And in 6 months, when I change my hair color, or maybe the weather has affected it, maybe my needs have changed. So having that consultation, having the ability to have this treatment is something key. For the consumers, it's instant gratification. We also see that in salons who have Fusiodos, Fusiodos presence, the link from service to retail is also stronger. And for your stylist, depending on whether you're in a commission-based model or in boost rental, then it's additional and extra revenue for your staff, your stylist, and depending on, you know, how you compensate the different services.
Yeah, and we've, just to add even more validation to it, like in our company, we saw such a big change around treatments within our organization, where one is just the physiodoses are displayed beautifully, so it just adds color to the salon. But the link between people getting treatments to buying retail is like unreal. Sales can just, we can pull the report, people who get physiodoses buy product. And it's because it's instant gratification. They're like, oh my God, that feels good. And it's like, great. If you want your hair to also feel like that at home, here's a product that matches up with that. And by the way, you can get this treatment done every time you come to the salon. So it creates this, you know, wheel of them getting the treatment every time and then, you know, buying retail whenever they're ready for it.
And I think just to add on that, the ability to rebook, making sure that you get this incremental visit each time. But the link to retail is interesting because the one thing we also are very much is we're a prescriptive brand. Kérastase has been built on this, what is my hair need? And then what is the routine that's going to help it best? And in everything that we do, the diagnostic and the hairdresser, the salon, they're at the core, because who knows best than your salon what you need or what's best for your hair? And you'd be surprised to see even some of the younger clientele today who's, they're going to go through a double process, or they're going to go through, you know, they want to have a platinum hair, titanium hair. You have to take care of it. And, you know, if you start from a dark basis, it's a significant investment. So I think that that's also, you know, taking care of your hair, taking care of your look, that's where your hairdresser can help you the best.
The best salons need the best software. Force all-in-one system allows you to elevate your guest experience by optimizing operations from booking to checkout. You'll generate more revenue with minimal effort, and the Force team is your partner in success from day one. Force features Summit Salon Business Center reporting, making it easy to monitor your overall business performance or zoom in on individual locations. You can also set alerts for real-time updates. Ready to learn more? Visit forest.com today. That's PHOREST.com today.
I think we have a really good understanding of Kérastase. I would love for us to jump into Shuyumura. Can you just tell us about the brand history? What does the art of hair mean?
I love Shuyumura. I think it's the essence of luxury. It's really the finest, the rarest ingredients encapsulated in beautiful galenics and formulas. So the brand originated in Japan after Mr. Shuyumura, who was a famous Japanese makeup artist who had gone and installed himself in the US, you know, started with a whole like Hollywood glamour. I think for him, every work and everything that he did was deemed a work of art. So if you think about hair and the way it's elevated, and what's unique about the Japanese culture is their ability to take something and really dissect it, reproduce it to the point that it's the most elevated. I'll tell you something, as you could probably guess by my accent, I'm French, but some of the best croissants I've ever had are in Tokyo. You know why? It's before opening a bakery, they're going to come to France and they're going to study and they're going to redo it until it's perfect. So it's the sense of detail, the sense of luxury. And in the case of Shuyumura, you see that in the packaging, you see that in the visuals, you see that in the ingredients, you see that in the storytelling. You know, in Shuyumura, we don't talk about care. We talk about like rituals. So a Shuyumura salon, you know, you have this idea of even more pampering, even more think about like, you know, the best scalp massage you'll have at the back wash. And I think the salons whom we partner with are the ones also who can offer best and the finest experience to their guests. We're happy then to help the consumers take a little bit of that home with our retail range.
And what do you feel like it separates a salon that would carry Shuyumura
from
from like carrying any other, so what would separate a salon that carries Shiomura from just like carrying any other prestige brands? Because that number is just so much smaller and more exclusive than even some of the other prestige brands we have within
For me, the number of salons we're in is not necessarily something to specifically focus. It's true that when we established the brand, when they first came in into the US, and also something that to give you a little bit context of how we organize, which is important as well, is we have a direct sales force. So, you know, we're not with a distributor. So it's our team and who are our artistic team, our education teams, because the one thing that, you mentioned it, I didn't yet, but it's really about what comes in with a partnership with our brand is the education. And I think in this case, we really are second to none in what we can offer: education about the product, education about the ingredients, education about the different services that you can do. So for Shiomura, I think it means to have also the staff. And in this case, you know, in this case, based on the positioning of the brand, I think it's great if it can either complement another brand as the highest tier, or be your brand of retail. What I'll tell you is today the Shiomura salons are mostly bi-coastal. So we see a lot on the East Coast. We see a lot in LA concentrated around a bigger city, but it's not about the city. I think that's what I love very much about the US and the US salon industries. You have beautiful, you have amazing salons everywhere.
When it comes to, you mentioned like the rarest ingredients, like what kind of innovations does Shiomura have in terms of its hair care?
Yeah, so it's a good question. I'll give you an example. For instance, last year, a lot of focus of Shiomura was on a new treatment product that's called the Izumi Tonic. That was based on rice water. And, you know, that was inspired from the Japanese onsen. Another range, UB Blonde, for instance, is as its name says, it's for blonding. But what's unique about it, it's the highest concentration, in this case, of purple dyes and blue pigments in a bottle that's been uniquely designed and patented by Japan. You know, there's a culture of pigment, of garments, there's of jeans, you know, like the Japanese jeans, the indigo. So it's the ability to take something and take it to the next level, and then again, put that back into a product. Same into a concentration of some of the ingredients in some of our key ranges, like Urban Moisture. So that's really what sets it apart. And of course, then, one of our star ranges is our oils, which are very delicate and yet very nourishing and very unique to Shu.
I love to hear that. And it's so funny because today one of our team members were like, can we add Shu to our salon? And I was like, oh, let's have a conversation. You know, we haven't added it yet, but I was like, if you're up for it, then yeah, we're never going to turn down an opportunity for us to be able to grow. So if a salon that's listening now is like, you know, I don't have Kerastase, I do not have Shiomura in my salon company, how do they figure out how they can get in touch to see if they're able to partner with the brands?
No, so absolutely. Thanks for asking. I think, as I said, we're always looking at the next generations of salons who can embark with us on that adventure. So we have our team who's dedicated to each, has its own geographical. But one good way to start, if you don't have a contact directly with us or with our brand, could through our website. We have a career section and you know, we carefully go through and we contact every one of the different salons. And, you know, if for some reason the salon today is not ready, doesn't mean he cannot be tomorrow. Or if you do have contact with other sister brands or cousin brands, I'm sure they'll figure out and put you in a relationship with us. And the last is through our social channels. You can reach out to us, but the website will be a great place to start for Kerastase as well as Shiomura.
I want to shift gears a little bit because as I was doing research for this episode, I of course Googled you and came across your LinkedIn. And you've probably, I mean, I've been around L'Oreal my entire career, and from what my understanding, you probably have the quickest ascension within the L'Oreal brands that I've ever seen. And just even doing research, it's just amazing to see, not that age has everything to do with it, but to see a young person in such a high role that you have, I think it's incredible. So like you started, you know, really not that long ago, you were an intern at marketing at L'Oreal, you know, in 2004. Yeah. And now you're sitting here before us as the general manager of a brand. How did all that happen? I would love to dive into that.
No, well, thanks for the compliment and looking into that. I think it's about drive. It's about, you know, being curious. What I'll tell you is oftentimes who people I mentor within my team or my conversation when they want career advice or sometimes are looking for the next step is very much about, okay, well, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. So how do I get to the next level? I think maybe, you know, the starting point is that how can you actually do more than what you're supposed to do? But for that, it's about being curious, being also very clear on what you need to do. Because, you know, the drawback of that advice is you start doing stuff that you're not supposed to do and you don't do what you're supposed to do, then it doesn't work anymore. But no, but I think always being consumer centric, you know, put yourself in the shoes of the consumers, in the shoes of the stylist. I've been lucky that throughout my career, I also had great mentors, great role models. I came to the United States in 2010, and I didn't transfer from L'Oréal in France. So I was an intern in 2004, then I went and did something else. And at the time, me and my girlfriend, who's my wife today, the mother of my daughter, we said, oh, let's go to the US, let's have an experience. We'll get to speak English better, and we'll stay there a couple of years, and it's been 15 years. And I've always been, since I worked in the US, in the professional product industry. And for me, it's one of the best industries to be because it's where there's the best people. So if in any shape or form I can contribute to that, and I was able to do that in different capacity. I worked first in product development for Matrix, which, you know, was a unique brand. I remember me coming off from France in the US, still, you know, figuring it out, culture. I remember going to Palm Springs for a Matrix Imagination with almost 2,000 hairdressers. And I was like, wow, like, you know, you can imagine, you know, the emotion and the connection out there. Then I was lucky to move to Redken, where I headed the hair color department for a couple of years. And at the time, we also worked on great innovation with Shane Wolf, his team, and same. So now, you know, I mentioned 2,000 hairdresser for Imagination in Palm Springs. Now we're talking Las Vegas. 10,000 hairdresser. And I don't know if you've ever been to a Redken symposium, but again, like the energy that's there, the people, the culture, and because it's about the people. I think to be a successful hairdresser, more than your craft, I think it's your ability to connect with your consumers as a human and be there for them. You know, it's one of the only professions where you have this constant contact. And, you know, from our perspective, from a marketing perspective, how can we help you do that? Whether it's through products, whether it's through education. And at the end of the day, you know, the consumer, I'll tell you something that over the years, I've always worked very closely with hairdressers. And I always tell to all my marketing teams, whenever they come up with an idea, whenever they come up with a concept, they say, have you spoken to hairdressers? If not, it's not even, you know, what do they think about it? And that's super important. I've always had in my team hairdressers. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we had very successful profiles coming in and talent, you know, coming straight from a salon, now into the corporate world.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everyone listening knows how amazing the beauty industry is. But I think it's cool, too, that you do have, like, hairdressers on your team straight from the salon and that your career as a stylist doesn't always mean it has to begin and end in a salon. You can take it in so many different directions. And I mean, I'm just so impressed with how you've been able to make this amazing career. And I think that it's rare to be able to do that so fast. So what do you feel like is next for you in your career?
It's a good question. You mentioned that earlier about, you know, how much change is going on and having the ability to understand that, the digitalization of our world, even as a product developer, as a marketer, as a general manager, because, you know, a lot of my work today is to make sure the people around me can do their job, they can be successful. So it's understanding, you know, what's out there, understanding what drives them, how they want to connect. And I think, and I'm sure that's a transformation as well that's going on in the salon world, the ability to recruit and groom the future talent of tomorrow. And I think once, you know, you reach a general management position or like leadership position, is it very much becomes about your team more than it is about you. So, you know, I cannot be successful today if the people who work alongside or around me are not successful. And you know, the beauty of an organization like L'Oréal is it's, first of all, it's global. There's a lot of beautiful, amazing brands. And if you can contribute to the success, they'll contribute to your own success. And whether it's in the US, in another part of the world, but there's still many things to achieve.
That's incredible. Well, I just want to recognize the brands Karasaw Shimura for the contributions that they've made to our industry and recognize you for everything that you're doing for our industry, because I think that brands like Karasaw and Shimura are really elevating the industry and keeping them at a place of luxury and a place of prestige. And then just, for you leading both of those brands and being able to, keep that going, I think is incredible.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do, which is putting the spotlight on the industry. You know, I think, as I said, the brands, the products, the teams, very cool to service the industry. So by bringing awareness, and I've listened to the podcast and some of the teams, I think they're very relevant. And I'm sure, your connection with the audience and they see the value on that. So thank you to you.
And our very last question is, what does happiness mean to you?
That's a good question. For me, let me think about it for a second. Happiness, I will link that to a state of mind or maybe a state of being. If I think about happiness, is the ability to close my eyes and, I have that feeling that I'm fulfilled. In my case, it comes from my interactions with others and, my family. We talked a lot about work, but I think it's all about finding that right balance and what's worked for you. Having the ability to have that connection, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And, I have a 3-year-old daughter. And today, together with my wife, they make me happy being together, being with them, seeing them grow, seeing them develop. Passing on, the little knowledge that I have, the education that I can give, and it's about fulfillment.
Sum It Up is produced by Andrew Moraskin. The executive editor is Tim Fisk, and I'm Blake Reed Evans. Now, if you like what you heard, the best way to show your support is to share this podcast with a friend or a coworker. We would be honored if you left a rating and review for us on Apple Podcasts. And if you're a Spotify user, you can rate us on there too. As always, you can always follow Summit on Instagram and TikTok at Summit Salon. You and I can connect on Instagram and TikTok as well at Blake Reed Evans. My DMs are always open. Be well, friend, and we'll talk soon.